Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Mr. T will return after these messages.
Merry, Merry Christmas from your Kmart Christmas store. Save on sweaters and on hats, bowling balls and baseball bats.
Mr. Mouth, Mr. Mouth.
It's Mr. Mouth, the new game from Tomy that can't keep his big mouth shut.
Mr. Mouth, Mr. Mouth.
Fight Right, the toy that lets you create beautiful pictures with light.
If you want to win the game, you gotta take good aim and get the most marbles with your hippo. Playing Hungry Hungry Hippos.
Hey!
Hungry Hungry Hippos.
Big wheels are a-rolling. Listen to them turn. The big wheel sound of power with speed enough to burn. Winning. Spinning. Breaking. The big wheel by Marks.
They're slugging it out. A left to the jaw. And...
oh, my block is knocked off.
You can rock'em sock'em with the Rock'em Sock'em Robots by Marks.
G.I. Joe, G.I. Joe, fighting man from head to toe, on the land, on the sea, in the air.
G.I. Joe, attack!
He'll fight for freedom wherever there's trouble. G.I. Joe is there. G.I. Joe!
It's Major Blood in the Cobra Copter. They're after Gung Ho.
Kenner's SSP Smash Up Derby set comes with everything you see right here.
It's Kenner's new Stretch Monster.
Look out, Stretch Armstrong!
Colonel Steve Austin, the $6 million man, and the new Bionic Transport and Repair Station.
The rocket's crashing! We'll put him in the Bionic Repair Station. We can rebuild him.
The $6 million man, new from Kenner.
Star Wars. You and your children loved it. Now the Earthlings at Kenner have asked my associate and me to present the Star Wars collection.
Now I have a machine gun. Ho, ho, ho.
Radio Labyrinth with Tim Andrews, Jeff Leva, Autumn Fisher, and Ira Malcolm. When he wins the free cookie.
Happy holidays, everybody, and welcome to Radio Labyrinth, episode 105. You can all clap if you like. We got a full studio.
But we only have three mics.
I know. We only have actually three mics, and but at least we had enough chairs. My name is Tim Andrews. There's Jeff Leboff.
Howdy.
There's Ira Malkin.
Oh!
Talking to the microphone that works.
Hi.
I know. We're going to have to go back and forth.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Jeff half understands that.
And the voice that you hear that's of the person who's not in the room is Autumn Fisher.
Hello.
She doesn't get a chair or a microphone.
No, but she's sitting in her closet, probably, you know.
She's in her closet.
Comfortable. Pumping. There we go. Pumping, yeah.
In pajamas.
I pump in my pajamas. We are joined this week by... Santa.
Yes, Dan Carroll.
Oh, actually, Dan Carroll. Hi, Dan Carroll. Where's your hat?
It's right here.
You're wearing an 11 Alive hat?
I did. I
the
I
wrong
realized,
building for that.
I it is, but it's not too far down the road.
That's true.
I just recently moved, and this is what I had available at hand that was not still packed.
Where'd you move to?
I moved to Peachtree Street.
Oh.
I've got a swank, what's it called? Sona apartment. Sona is south of North.
Oh, okay.
It's most people know it as the area over by where the homeless shelter used to be.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Peachtree and Pine.
Sona.
That's it. Very close.
So Jared lives down there. And we are joined by special guests, two wonderful people who have contributed in one way or another to Radio Labyrinth. We have Wendy Muller, who just had a wonderful birthday. Scream.
Yay, happy birthday.
Yay!
And the very talented artist, Ben Bowling, who designed two of our shirts, right?
That's right.
Yeah, Ben did our Radio Labyrinth shirt based on The Shining, which I think we're going to redo. And just swap some people out.
Yeah, we just need to get some new, couple new faces on there.
And then the Redbox Troll, which is one of my favorites, and I actually own that one. I couldn't get the T-Blast for the other one. And this is our big, super special, what did I call it? It's our first annual Christmas holiday podcast party extravaganza featuring Santa Dan Carroll.
Ho, ho, ho.
Our favorite Christmas toys, movies, and things like that, plus the big debate, is Die Hard a Christmas movie? And Ira brought us a fun little game, which I can't wait to play, and I have not cheated. It's just like the Halloween-themed game we did. These are Christmas or and or holiday movies. And now I'm going to get a sheet of paper because I'm going to have to keep...
I think Christmas might be tougher than Halloween songs.
I think it might be.
We'll see.
I
got faith in you guys, though. Can they play too? Can Wendy and Ben play?
Yeah,
they
everybody can play.
I'll be the
except
guy.
For Jews. No Jews are allowed to play.
Yeah.
Everybody brought a little snack. It looks like Jeff got a big cookie cake from Publix.
Yeah.
Every five episodes, we have a cookie cake, and someone quits the podcast.
And
I'm out of here.
Dan clashed it up with some fine wines. And what else did you bring?
Smart water.
Some smart water for myself.
Perfect. Ira, you brought.
He brought
himself. Ira and I split the munchkins.
The 25-pack of Dunkin' Donuts munchkins.
And Wendy made some toffee bark, it looks like.
Yeah, that looks good.
I'm drinking a wine.
You are?
Yes, it's a vino verde.
Vino verde. And you can't see this, but I'll show you guys. It's a print of one of Ben's pieces.
Oh, that's awesome.
And we'll let Ben talk about it in a little bit because we're going to do something special with this. For the radios, but Ben's all the way over here and doesn't have a microphone, and we'll get to him later. But appreciate you coming. Last week, after episode 104, Wendy had a big birthday party, and Jeff went, and Ben went, and sorry I couldn't go. Had to work. It was the day after the Dead show, so I was double tired.
I was out of town.
Oh, yeah, I was out of town.
Totally would have been there, though.
Me too.
Yeah, Autumn would have gone if she had.
Yeah, definitely. I would have loved to go.
Yeah, she's permanently out of town.
So we're going to skip the formatics of talking about all 8,000 television shows that we watch, and I'm behind on some of them anyway. I did barrel through Punisher on Netflix, and I loved it.
And the whole thing?
Uh-huh.
I did one episode. What about you guys?
Not so far.
I haven't watched any Punisher yet.
I dig Punisher. Yeah. Plus, I like the actor who plays him from Walking Dead.
I still haven't watched season two of Daredevil.
Give me a piece of that, damn it.
I feel like I need to watch that before I watch the Punisher.
I had a tooth break off last week because I...
Yeah, was it one of your front teeth?
Yeah, it's one of these next to the eye tooth.
You don't need that one.
No, but it was an old rotten tooth, and it was anchoring this metal piece I have in my...
Merry Christmas!
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
What? No, I said, who wants a tooth? I was going to try to swap it for oral favors.
It's not one of your front teeth, so.
Do they let you keep it, though, Tim?
When it falls out, you can.
Because
it fell out in my couch.
Oh, okay.
It hurt in my couch. My couch, my property.
Mine got pulled 2 weeks ago, and they refused to let me keep it.
Yeah, because it's bio, right?
Yeah.
It's biohazard?
Yeah.
But can't they put it, like, in a jar of formaldehyde or something? Like, people put, like, a snake or something.
They used to let you keep them when you got your tooth pulled. So now
what's going to happen, biohazard? Get out of here.
They could get some sort of corrupt disease from it.
It's going to contaminate my water table.
That's a nice pink hat you have, Tim.
Thank you. I got it at Ross.
Is he wearing a pussy hat?
Yeah.
Ross, dress for less. No, it's not a pussy hat.
It's got
I didn't know. Maybe your politics had changed.
No.
It says, yeah, nice on the front. It's pink.
It says, yeah, nice. And then the back it says pussy.
I got it at the Black Girl Magic Shop. Congratulations to Keisha Knight Pulliam.
Little Black Girl Magic. I didn't hear the show today. Were you guys talking about that?
She talked
about having, like, Black Girl Magic is real. You
no,
know?
I heard that, but I didn't hear your show today.
Congratulations to all the candidates and to our new mayor.
Yeah.
Yay! I'm glad. Yeah.
Not
Yay.
My mayor. I live in Tucker. Whoa! I don't even know who my mayor is.
Not my mayor.
I just know I live in Tucker.
You didn't have to vote in Tucker yesterday?
Tucker is its own city.
There was no runoffs for Tucker.
How the hell would I know? It's a small town.
You got
a
register.
Tanya Tucker.
You
just moved.
Vote over there. Yeah.
What?
You better register to vote over
there. I'm still registered to vote in Atlanta. I got propaganda in the mail.
You better switch your registration or you'll be at jury duty like me and Ira the last 2 weeks.
Oh, that's
I was there all day yesterday.
DeKalb?
That's fucking torture,
no, Fulton.
Man.
Oh, Fulton.
It wasn't interesting? Did you get to see any cases or anything?
No. Well, I'm not going to even go into it. However, you know, I was there from 8 to 6. Oof. And I didn't even get picked for a thing.
Ugh.
Which is good, because if I'm not at work, then I'm not making money.
Last time I went to jury duty, I had stomach bug and massive anxiety. So I asked to be dismissed, and the judge got really pissed.
Yeah, don't do that.
And she said...
Shitting up the courtroom bathrooms?
And she said, get a doctor's excuse. So I got a doctor's excuse, and she was still pissed. And said I needed to lawyer up.
Oh, Jesus.
And then they never contacted
me. Is she going to sue you?
Well, it's against the law.
Yeah.
Not do jury duty.
I pulled the pregnancy card the last time I was there.
Yeah, I was
like, I'm pregnant.
I was there with Autumn. She was 9 months pregnant at the time, and she. Yeah. They're like, if anybody has any issues or whatever, and I was like, Autumn, get up there.
Hell yeah.
Has anyone ever been called to jury duty and then put on a jury?
I almost
in this room.
The dude. Oh, right, in this room? No.
The last dude for the 12 jurors was the dude right next to me, and they go in order, so if they had needed one more, it probably would have been me.
Well, you know, they ask you all these questions, and it's like, it's 60 people that they're going to narrow down to 13, right? To get on a jury. And it's just a whole fucking huge room full of liars, because everybody's just sitting there trying to get out of this thing, right?
Right.
So, and everybody's bullshitting everybody. I mean, yeah, we take an oath, but whatever.
I'm a known racist.
Well, yeah, I told them I was anti-Semitic and still they kept me there.
Is the fact that I used to be in the Klan going to prevent me from being in on this jury?
Yeah, you got to, like, pretend to be in the Klan, but then also pretend to really want to be on this jury. And then you'll be dismissed.
Well, I know he's guilty. I mean, look at him. That's not
I got to be on this thing, man. I got to throw this guy in jail because he's black.
See, Autumn just says it.
Yep. I didn't even go there.
Sorry, was I not
speaking? No, it's okay. Oh, my God.
Other than TV, go ahead, Dan. Looked like you were going to say something.
No.
Yeah, they asked you if you're racist.
I got called for jury duty once, but I was living in Spain at the time, and I told them I could not actually make it.
Oh, okay.
So,
well, that was good.
That was tedious.
You also lived in Russia.
The holly green, the ivy green, the prettiest picture you've ever seen. Oh, hi there, Bing Crosby here, and Merry Christmas. I just wanted to say hello to everybody and tell you how you can support Radio Labyrinth. Why, when I was in World War II, when Bob Hope and I were going all over the world with the USO, we said, how can we support Radio Labyrinth? Well, we didn't have websites then, but now they do. So just go to patreon.com/Tim Andrews. Why, you could be like Dallas Walker and Jeremy Truman, the latest individual to join the Radio Labyrinth family of radio. But we can't forget the other people who have joined in and helped us create a wonderful podcast for you. Merry Christmas to Wendy Muller, Gordon Drum, Keith Tate, JB, Herb Lamb, Rusty Weinberg, Kevin Stokes, Chad Shepard, Chris Wylett, Ryan Humans, Darren Downey, Ryan O'Connor, Dan Carroll, Denise Reynolds, Brian Jackson, Chris Colehart, Zach Pittman, Beth Van Elswick, Lou Caniglio, Mike Hall, David C. Funk, Matt Carter, Jonathan Wilson, Eric Malmstrom, Colin Oman, Amber Gilpatrick, Jose Perales, Trent, and last but not least, Dustin Lawler. Hope everybody has a happy holiday, no matter what you celebrate. And again, support Radio Labyrinth at patreon.com/Tim Andrews. Boo, 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 boo.
No, no, I spoke Russian.
Oh, spoke Russian in Spain.
Я не понимаю по-русски.
Да, я тоже. Когда я служил на флоте, я был переводчик.
Спасибо.
Yes, спасибо. Just say на немного.
Yeah, на немного.
I'm still actually too sober for my Russian to kick in. Wow.
We понимаем. Wait, я не понимаю по-русски.
Si. I mean, we. I mean,
that
yeah.
Is, my only sentence in Portuguese is no se fala português.
Oh, that's
yeah.
That is it. I don't speak Portuguese.
Farsi baladnistam.
I don't speak Farsi yet.
No.
Farsi.
No hablo español.
That's a weird looking munchkin, Tim.
Yeah, it has.
Has tumors all over.
Yeah, I know. It's a chocolate one. So we're just going to eat and bore you people.
So nobody watched Walking Dead? We're not going to talk about that because it's a Christmas show.
I haven't watched it yet.
Who's going to die next week, Adam? Just tell us.
Hopefully,
that.
No more spoilers.
Judith.
Well, yeah, no.
It can't be spoilers because we haven't seen it yet. It's speculation.
We took an oath. No more spoilers.
That's great.
All you radios out there who get pissed at us for spoiling shows. No more spoilers. So, who's going to die next
week? Wait, we just can't talk about shit then?
Hang on.
Oh.
It depends. There should be... We there should be some sort of rule. Like, if it's a certain amount of years old.
The spoiler we got in trouble for was talking about who Negan killed in the comic books, which happened in 2012.
Oh.
And we talked about it in 2016. So, I think 4 years.
Well, who's reading the comic books? Come on. Yeah. We watch television.
Nerds. I am, you jerk.
They have this thing called television. That's what we do.
Right. And film. And podcast.
Right.
And books.
So if you're all caught up on the comic book, Negan is living by himself.
Wait, is that true? I don't know this.
In that house.
Well, okay, now, wait, we just said no spoilers, and here you are.
Yeah, but it was in the comic book. See, there's
a... Yeah, but you gotta at least warn people.
Spoiler alert.
Okay. Skip ahead 30 seconds, everybody.
Right. All right, did everybody watch Charlie Brown's Christmas last week?
Yes, of course.
I did. I watch it every year as well.
Wendy, I don't love it.
Why don't you love it?
The only part that's good is the end.
Well,
okay, when they're dancing.
You know, yeah. It's a nostalgic thing, but it's not well done. None of those are really well done.
Yeah, they are. Mm-mm. Rankin and Bass, little drummer boy with the pterodactyl. Remember that? Or was it a bird? Was it a pterodactyl or a giant bird? What was it?
Like it was a bird, but I'm going to throw out that The Grinch is some of Chuck Jones's best work.
Of course it is.
That is great.
So,
and Bela Lugosi's.
And Bela Lugosi's.
No, I'm sorry.
No.
Yeah, it was
Boris Karloff.
Boris Karloff.
Yeah. Karloff.
Karloff does not deserve to smell my shit. You think it takes talent to play Frankenstein? It's all makeup and grunting. I'm telling Carl. That's from the prank phone call. Right. Oh.
But no, How the Grinch Stole Christmas is really great. And actually, it was funny. I was talking to my nanny today, and I was telling her, we're going to turn on How the Grinch Stole Christmas. And she's like, oh, you liked that? I've only seen it a couple times. I was like, what are you talking about? And I put it on, and she's like, oh, it's a cartoon. I was like, girl, you thought I was talking about that Jim Carrey bullshit?
Now, that is awful.
They're making a new one.
I know they are.
Grinch movie with Benedict Cumberbatch as the Grinch.
Why?
I don't think it's live action, though. I think it's like one of those computer-generated things.
No, it's terrible.
Why?
I don't know. It could be good.
No, Jeff, no.
These things don't need to be remade.
No, they do not.
I'm working on a new version of the Bible. I think you're all really going to love it.
Yeah.
Benedict Cumberbatch is playing Jesus.
David Lynch is the Bible.
Jude Law is Judas.
Jude Law, well, he can't. He's the Pope. He's the young Pope.
Oh, right.
What a good show that was.
No.
And Jeff doesn't like the TV.
Wait, back up.
But now I don't trust Jeff because he thinks that maybe this new How the Grinch Stole Christmas might be good.
Well, only because Scott Mosier's working on it.
Scott Mosier? Yeah. Who's he?
He's the producer.
Scott Mosier.
Clerks.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
So it's going to be like Clerks Grinch? I would watch.
He works for an animation company now.
I got to spend this whole episode feeling bad that you guys don't have headphones.
Well, we'll trade off. Somebody can have my spot.
All right, we'll trade off.
They can hear us. Just can't hear Autumn.
Can they hear me?
No.
Nobody
can
hear
you. You can talk
shit
about
us. Hi. What do they look like? Tell me what they look like. Wait, they can hear you.
Well, Wendy's wearing a Purple Rain hoodie.
Everyone's wearing hoodies except for me and...
Dan has
that's funny.
Christmas
I'm
sweater.
Kind of wearing
a
hoodie too.
Christmas sweater.
How did we know?
It's hoodie night.
It's not even an ugly sweater.
I got my hoodie at Ross.
We're fans of Mr. Robot. We're Mr. Robot cosplaying.
Mr. Robot's awesome this season.
It's been good.
Right.
Don't spoil. I didn't see last week.
No, it's fine. All right.
Oh, and Jeff and I are watching Marvelous Mrs. Maisel.
Yeah.
What was last night?
Krampus. Krampus night was last night. Yeah.
That's scary shit.
Mm-hmm.
Some guy just came into my house and beat me with a stick. I didn't know what the hell was going on.
Dan, you should start. You should start doing Krampus.
I should do that. I just got fired from Santa. So
what do you mean fired?
Fired?
Yeah, I had to cancel on a gig this weekend, and it was not a pleasant response that I got.
Uh oh. So, and where were you going to be Santa?
In a town called Columbus, Georgia, at Publix.
Oh.
It was not worth.
Where are we supposed to get a Santa at this last minute?
Call Autumn's dad.
Yeah.
It doesn't pay badly. I just don't have time to go to Columbus, Georgia.
Autumn, does your dad have a Santa suit at the ready?
Oh, he keeps it in his trunk.
Okay.
He has an attaché case that he keeps.
Now, if he needs one, I've got one. I'm just saying.
Uh-huh.
He's actually in Philadelphia. He goes to Philadelphia every year.
Oh.
From before Thanksgiving to the, I guess, Christmas Eve night.
They throw snowballs at Santa Claus in Philadelphia. You should be careful.
Yeah. Mm. They boo him every time they pass by him. Boo!
What do you got going on, Dan? You got anything you'd like to promote or talk about, or you just want to be Santa?
Oh, well, first off, I want to remind everybody that Dragon Con is a lot of fun. Labor Day, Atlanta's favorite holiday. Okay, maybe you might like Christmas, but Labor Day is a lot of fun anyway.
Why not combine the two?
And the prices go up for Dragon Con passes on January 1st. So you might want to jump on that.
Okay.
www.dragoncon.org. It's a lot of fun. My gig there is to be the spokesperson. I get to talk about it because I talk about it anyway.
Right on.
And so. you just became officially the 2018 Dragon Con media director, right?
I was told that I'm not allowed to quit.
Yeah, they must not have wanted. So, they were rooting for you to not get a job out of the city.
So every year for those people who are directors at Dragon Con, the rule is that you are not actually automatically coming back. You have to be asked back.
Oh.
So I got my letter, and when I posted what I posted, it was primarily because all my friends had gotten their letters 4 days before.
Mm-hmm.
But I was virtually homeless for a month. So I had to keep going back to my old place to check my and I was the most solvent homeless person in Atlanta. I was supposed to move into my apartment November 1st, and the city of Atlanta decided nobody was moving into those apartments.
Why?
There was a plumbing issue.
Oh, okay.
And then they finally said half the people can move in. So I got to move in December 1st. So the month of November, I was bopping around.
And you were couch surfing?
I was couch surfing. Fortunately, I had friends with spare bedrooms, so I was spare bedroom surfing.
We have a spare bedroom, just no bed in it. So if you ever want to sleep on the floor, you can come out to the
toilet. I was carrying around my own air mattress.
Smart.
And my own laundry.
We have a washer and dryer, so you can always come out there. Any of you, Wendy, Ben, if you need to do laundry, come on out to Tucker. I have to check with my wife, so don't quote me on that.
She'll say no, but anyway.
She might say yes. Who are these people?
But if we came over in the morning, she'd be at work and she wouldn't know.
That's right. That's right.
Oh, yeah, you could, like, sneak in.
Well, no, we're not going that far.
Can I just bring a big basket full of wet laundry over there and just dry it at your house?
Sure. Okay. Sure.
Hey, you don't have a washer dryer. Can we stop over?
No. You'd mail.
Can we mail it?
Overnight it from... whatever town you live in, Laurel and Hardy, Maryland.
Uh-huh.
All right, guys, let's kick the show off with what we're going to talk about tonight.
Christmas. I was cutting cake.
I have made a list compiled from a bunch of different websites that Jeff found of 15 movies that I think should be classified as Christmas movies. Now, if you have an opinion on any of these, feel free to weigh in, except for number one, which we will discuss at the very end, because this is the one that's brewing all over the country. What is it now? Almost 30 years since its release. Die Hard. I think it's a Christmas movie. We'll get to that later. And you guys over there without the microphones or headphones are more than welcome to weigh in. And, you know, we'll make amends here or make accommodations. So this list consists of Die Hard. All right. Now we can talk about the other ones. The Nightmare Before Christmas. I definitely think that's a Christmas movie, even though it's a Halloween movie. But the theme is Christmas because the hero falls into another town and it's all Christmassy. And then he comes back and tries to bring it to whatever the hell, Halloween Town.
I think it's definitely a Christmas movie and a Halloween movie, and I'm going to go so far as to say it is pan-holiday.
Pan-holiday, I like that.
Pan-holiday. You can watch it any day of the year, and it's still fun.
It is.
And it's just a movie. It's not a Christmas movie, then.
No, you got to watch it on holidays.
Right. You can watch it on Flag Day.
But it says Christmas in the title, so that makes it a Christmas movie.
Yes.
No.
All right, well, real quick, why not?
Because it's not about Christmas. It's about Halloween and invading Christmas, or Christmas invading Halloween. It's not really about Christmas.
But it's about using Christmas to make his town brighter and happier. So wouldn't that be a Christmassy type of thing?
I guess. But I think, okay.
All right. Well, yeah, we agree. Go ahead.
I have a lot of things. A lot of ideas.
Autumn. I'm going to quote Mr. Peanut Butter here and say, what? Is this a crossover episode? So that's what it is. It's a crossover.
Yeah.
That's why I say you can watch it on 4th of July. You can watch it on anything but Labor Day because you're going to be too busy.
But that doesn't make it That doesn't make it a 4th of July movie.
What?
Like, it doesn't make, just because, okay, just because that's Christmas in the title, and Christmas is involved in the movie, I don't feel like it's, you don't sit down and watch that, you're like, ah, warm and fuzzy Christmas movie.
Actually, I know people who do.
Yeah, so do I.
So,
but they're like, they're shopping at Hot Topic and wearing, goth kids. Like, yeah, they're wearing like straps on their pants.
People now, be shopping.
Now, I want to point out, I don't know many goth kids, but these are goth grown-ups. So, yeah, you're,
okay,
you're
goth
right
grown-ups.
They were kids at one time.
They haven't thrown out their JNCOs quite yet.
All right, so we're going to go ahead and we're going to say The Nightmare Before Christmas, in spite of autumn, is a Christmas film.
How dare you?
All right, number three, Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone. Which is the first Harry Potter film, right?
Right.
Centered around Christmas, but all the movies have Christmas in them, so I'm going to say no.
No.
Not a Christmas movie.
It's about Harry Potter. It's not about Christmas.
Right.
But it was Christmas at the Dursleys' house.
So.
Oh.
Yeah, Harry had
someone a, once got something as a present for Christmas.
The Dursleys were jerks.
It's a Christmas movie.
I say no.
I say no. All right. Moving on. Gremlins is a Christmas movie.
Christmas movie.
Definitely a Christmas movie.
Yeah, I want to throw out a, oh gosh, I can't remember English words. I want to throw out a Gremlins shout out to my friend Jackie Joyce, who was in Gremlins. She gets killed in Gremlins and Gremlins 2.
How does she get killed in both?
She's the old lady. Well, I don't want to call her an old lady. She's an actress.
Yeah.
She's in the chair that gets. Couch with her husband. They get crushed by the gremlin with the bulldozer.
Right.
And they come back in Gremlin 2.
All right.
That's sort of like Kenny.
Okay. I thought you were talking for
no,
a minute.
Joe Dante just likes killing her.
Yeah. Joe Dante directed that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought Steven Spielberg directed it.
No, he produced it.
Produced it. All right. All right. So Gremlins, yes. Toy Story. I've only seen it once, so I don't know. Is it a Christmas movie? You guys decide.
It's about toys.
Okay.
Jeff!
You get toys for Christmas.
It seems too sunny
for
it to be a Christmas movie.
No, yeah.
Really. No way! It is not a Christmas movie!
Wendy says no. Ben? No. Ben says no.
There is one. Okay, wait. In the very end of Toy Story, Christmas happens, and that's where like they get a Mrs. Potato Head or something, or a dog or something.
Okay.
It's not a Christmas movie.
It's not. So we all say
get out of here.
Annie.
Aww.
The original one with Albert Finney. That is a Christmas movie.
No.
Yes, it is. Wendy says yes.
No.
I saw it when
it's not
came
about
out
Christmas.
In the middle of summer. Huh? So it was awful warm when I saw it when it came out.
Yeah.
So. It's not a Christmas movie. Either.
I think I associate it with Christmas because at Christmas time back in the 80s, HBO would show surprise films and they wouldn't put the title on it. It would just say surprise film. And I put it on there to see what it was. And it was Annie. And I loved Annie and I loved all the songs. The year after that, I think they did Ghostbusters.
Ooh.
All right.
No, it's not.
Give her a microphone, somebody.
Yeah, she needs a mic. Yeah. Or somebody needs to repeat what she's saying.
I visited New York when I was really young and saw the Rockettes.
Oh, you saw it in New York.
So, and I relate to Annie seeing the Rockettes at
okay.
that theater.
Wow.
So yeah, what does that mean? It's a Christmas movie?
Yeah.
So that's what why
are
I just think of
the Rockettes are Christmas.
They are.
You guys.
Hold on. By your logic, Charlotte's Web for me is a story of Jesus rising from the dead on Easter.
It's a Christmas movie. Yeah. Christmas movie then. Yep.
Yep. Yep. All right.
No, Annie is not a Christmas movie. You can associate anything you want with Christmas. My dad burned me. See this scar? This is what you get when you spill paint in the garage at Christmas time. That's a Christmas movie to me.
He got a carton of smokes, right?
Yeah.
John Bender, what a loser.
That's a Christmas movie. There you go. You got a carton of smokes. It's a Christmas movie.
Yeah. See, this is what you get when you spill paint in the garage. All right. Annie, not a Christmas movie. When Harry Met Sally, I don't think that is a Christmas
movie.
No,
that's a New Year's.
At all.
That's a New Year's Eve story, if anything.
Right.
But it's not that either. It's just not about that at all.
Eyes Wide Shut. Stanley Kubrick's last film. Takes place around Christmas.
True.
No, I'm going to say Christmas movie.
I am too, even though it's about the Illuminati.
With a lot of effing.
It's not a Christmas movie.
It's about the Illuminati. What, Wendy?
I say no.
Wendy says no. Ben?
Good, because she's smart.
All right. No.
I mean, I'd like my Christmas to be like that. As a Jewish person, that's
Blue
what
Balls constantly? That movie is called Blue Balls.
Yes.
Nothing ever happens. You're like waiting, like, oh, here it comes. It's going to get real sexy.
Gotta,
and then nothing happens.
You got to pay attention to that movie because at the end, or when they're in the toy store, they give their daughters to the rich white guys who are at the party at the beginning.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Well,
all right, I want to go back and watch that now.
They killed Kubrick when they saw the original print. They killed him. Killed him. And Spielberg, who is an Illuminatiist to the bitter end, recut it. Anyway.
So really? I didn't know all this.
Well, this isn't a conspiracy.
No, I want to get into that. See, I like that shit.
You can find all this stuff on YouTube. Kubrick has his films inspire so many conspiracy theories.
Well, yeah, there's the movie with the, you know, well, anyway.
Yeah, anyway, moving along.
Crystal Skull.
Better Off Dead. No.
I say yes.
Come on, the mom's got the reindeer costume on.
I'm sorry your mom blew up, Ricky.
Yeah, sorry your mom blew up, Ricky. Lane Maya, that's, a study in moppishness.
That's a... I could be at my cousin's place. What does he say? My cousin makes a great eggnog out of lighter fluid.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I think I got to go with Christmas movie. What do you think, Dan?
I say Christmas movie because I know I've been shopping for years for a seamstress to get me an aardvark hoodie.
Oh, my God. Isn't that great?
If you are a seamstress out there and you can help me with an aardvark hoodie for 2018, let me know. I'll pay cash.
And out of nowhere, David Ogden Steers is the dad.
Yep.
John Cusack's dad. And then that Christmas morning, they all get TV dinners.
Oh. Yep.
You like brownies?
With french fries.
Yeah. Ah, Ricky.
See, this one has raisins in it.
Yeah.
You like raisins.
Miles and miles of snow.
I can't feel the left half of my brain. I was thinking of the part the other day where the little kid is cutting all the coupons on the back of the cereal boxes.
Yeah.
The dad goes in to get the cereal and it's spilling all over the couch. I always forget about that scene. It's brilliant.
All right, so Better Off Dead. Batman Returns is a Christmas movie.
I love this one because it really challenges you as to what is a Christmas movie.
Why?
Because, like, it takes place during Christmas, right? But it's,
right.
like, not about Christmas.
No,
it's just,
not.
Like, a lot
it's
of Christmas stuff is happening.
Well, like, the Penguin is in it, and Christopher Walken is in it. He's got, like...
It's, like, the Penguin is cold, and, like, the North Pole's cold. So, like, it's a Christmas movie.
Okay.
Anybody? No, that's a tough one, honestly. That's interesting.
I think it is. Anybody else want to weigh in?
I want to throw out that has the best line I've heard in a superhero movie ever.
What is that line?
Because he is Batman, you moron. if that movie is on USA or anything, I will stay and watch it.
It's a great
until
one.
Until that line.
People who are
because
older.
He is Batman, you moron.
Is it Walken who says that?
No, it's Catwoman
Michelle
says
Pfeiffer.
It too.
Oh, okay.
Isn't it Michelle Pfeiffer?
It
yeah,
is.
Michelle Pfeiffer.
Yeah.
Walken goes, "Why are you dressed as Batman?"
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it is Batman, you moron.
Do you remember before NBC got the rights to It's a Wonderful Life?
Mm-hmm.
And you could watch it around Thanksgiving all the way till New Year's on at different times and different versions of it. Some were really shitty. There was a colorized version that I would refuse to watch because it just looked bad.
They used to have it on like Channel 11 all the time.
Yeah, 11 mm-hmm. would yeah. carry it, and it was on PBS.
It used to be the
public
Christmas
domain.
Story. It was on 24/7.
Right.
Not 24/7.
Right.
24 hours on Christmas Day.
Right. Eh, well, screw NBC.
But now it forces you to watch it in... Like on your own setting and your, you know, no commercials, which
right.
is better in the end.
All right. So the last two I'm going to say are definitely Christmas movies, and that's just my opinion. Number whatever. Trading Places to me is a movie I have to watch every holiday.
Oh, yes.
Every year at Christmas time, I have to watch unedited and unbothered by any outside influence Trading Places.
It was the Dukes. It was the Dukes.
That's a great one. Yeah,
he's sure. the drug pusher, not me.
You can watch that anytime from Thanksgiving till Christmas.
Yep, you can.
There's pork bellies, which bacon comes from, that you might find on a bacon, lettuce, and tomato sandwich.
Now you do that line, but you can't show the slow burn that Eddie Murphy does.
Yeah. The look at the camera.
Yeah.
Look at that escargot.
I say that.
So do I.
I haven't seen it since the 80s. So
you haven't?
Whoa.
I saw it in theaters, and I don't think I've seen it since.
Are you not one of those people that just rewatches movies over and over again?
I do.
Okay.
I do watch movies way too much. Mm-hmm. Better Off Dead is a great example. but I No, I guess I'm just not an Eddie Murphy fan.
I've been wanting to watch Psycho.
But you're wearing lederhosen.
Yeah, for sure, from Sweden.
Yeah, for sure, from Sweden.
Would you like a piece of beef jerky? No, no, thank you. It gives me the wind something fierce.
Bully me, bully me, bully me, ha!
In Biggie Bangoku, in Biggie Bangoku. A fine
exchange. It's Lionel Joseph from Cameroon.
Irie, Irie. So, Mr. BX, will you be getting off at the City of Brotherly Love? Yeah, I will, but you won't, Lewis.
All right, we should just, we're going to do the whole movie.
One false move and the whore loses a kidney.
Yeah.
I love it when Al Franken and Tom Davis bust in the room, and he looks at me and goes, get out of here or I'll rip out your eyes and piss on your brain. And Al Franken goes, got it. It's my turn to drive.
Soon to be unemployed, Al Franken.
Yeah, I don't think you should resign. Anyway, moving on.
Monkey.
Monkey? Monkey? I'm a fucking gorilla, you clown! All right. What a great fucking movie. All right, last but not least, which we talked about at the very beginning, Die Hard.
Okay.
I come down firmly on the point of view that Die Hard is a Christmas movie.
I think most people are with you on that.
Okay.
I am definitely, without a doubt, Christmas isn't Christmas without Die Hard and Lethal Weapon 1 pretending the last 20 years haven't happened.
Yes, exactly. Lethal Weapon is the only good Lethal Weapon.
I don't know. I really love Joe Pesci talking about drive-thrus.
Okay.
Fuck you at the drive-thru.
Jeff?
Yeah, it's a Christmas movie.
You guys? Thumbs up. Thumbs
you guys.
Up. All right, Autumn, what do you think?
Okay. So, I've been thinking a lot about this.
Okay.
I have said...
You've got
I
the floor.
Say, okay, I say that Die Hard is a Christmas movie. However, I would like to ask all of you guys, what makes a Christmas movie a Christmas movie? Does it have to just take place during Christmas?
Well, it's got all the Christmas songs in it, too. Like, Christmas and Hollis and Let Us Know, Let Us Know, Let Us Know.
But not just about Die Hard. Let's just go back to the beginning.
Oh, okay.
Like, what makes a movie a Christmas movie? And I thought either it takes place, like, I feel like a loose idea is that it just takes place during Christmas. But then that brings in other movies that, like, have nothing to do with Christmas, but happen during Christmas.
Okay.
Which is kind of Die Hard. And then, or is it that a transformation has to happen and it's kind of because of Christmas? Like, It's a Wonderful Life. Or Miracle on 34th Street.
Well,
right.
The whole reason he was going to California was to be with his wife for Christmas.
Christmas.
Right, but he didn't grow. Like, he didn't change. There was no character growth for him.
No, there wasn't.
Well, his wife got back together with him, sort of. Or she liked
him. Oh, do you think
she liked him
changed?
Again afterwards?
Yeah, I think absolutely she changed for a little bit because, you know, by Die Hard 2, she was out of picture again. But
yeah.
I think she was the real focus, that he was the redemptive Jesus coming back.
Oh, again with the Jesus.
Yeah.
That's
well,
a running
it
theme.
It is Christmas.
Yeah.
Charlotte's Web I saw on Easter at Radio City Music Hall. It was a formative moment in my life. I had never seen that many thighs in front of me at one time.
And they're so smooth.
I don't think I ever have again. But she is the one who is redeemed from the evil too powerful for her to defeat on her own. It takes the Redemptor to come in
right.
And yippee-ki-yay and settle the score. So on that point of view, it's good. But also, you know, it makes you think of Christmas when you see it other times of the year. So that's definitely, from that point of view,
that is a very good point.
That is a marketing Christmas movie.
Yep.
But is it just because Christmas is happening passively in the movie? And that's why you think of Christmas?
No, what Dan just said, because if you see
because
it any time...
Because she
changes. No, 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 because any time of year that you see that movie, it mm-hmm. makes you think about Christmas.
Okay.
And there's lots of Christmas imagery in the film. And,
there is.
And what's the name of the guy that's in the limo?
Oh, yeah.
Rayon or something like that?
Uh-huh.
He looks like clothing or something. What is it, Jeff? Do you remember?
I'll look it up.
Lanolin. Sorry.
Rayon is clothing, yes.
Rayon.
This is a material.
Argyle.
Argyle.
Socks.
Rayon.
Paisley. His name's Paisley.
Paisley. No, he's not a white girl.
Oh.
All right, so
I'm starting to get offended here. No Hanukkah movies.
Name one.
I know. I'm going to have
Eight Crazy Nights.
For society.
Eight Crazy Nights.
Yeah.
Isn't that a Hanukkah film?
Is that the animated one?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't think I ever saw that.
Put on your yarmulke. And it's time for Hanukkah.
I was never crazy about that song either. Offensive.
Gentiles like it.
Yeah, no, triggered. I'm not. It's funny.
The goys like it.
I'm just not a big Sandler fan.
Boy, but don't like the move.
A Rugrat Hanukkah.
I'll try to think if there's like a Hanukkah-themed kind of holiday movie that makes you think about Hanukkah.
Well,
Hanukkah's a bullshit holiday. Anyway.
We are going to play now the Christmas movies.
Oh, man, I'm so sad that we went through that so quick. I was like real ready to argue.
All right, argue what?
It was fun. That's why it went quick.
I guess so. Because I was just thinking about these other movies. Like, so, because
that's what I say about
other movies.
Oh, yeah?
What's that?
It's fun. It went by quick.
Yeah.
Anyway, go ahead.
Because you were having fun.
Well, there are just
argue during sex.
Yeah, there are other movies that aren't really... I feel like a transformation has to happen, and I don't feel like Die Hard really a transformation happens, but I also believe that Die Hard is a Christmas movie, so I'm just contradicting
myself.
Well,
I was on chips, and now I'm trans... I had a transformation. I'm not on chips anymore, but I would like to say that as a trans woman, I think Die Hard's a Christmas movie.
What about Funny Farm? Is Funny Farm a Christmas movie?
Funny Farm...
Because at the end, they like change because Christmas is happening.
No, because for me, that doesn't evoke Christmas.
All right, so
Groundhog's
really?
Day.
No.
Oh.
I That's what?
Just because
Groundhog's Day took place in early February.
What's that? What's that?
Groundhog's Day?
Yeah, Groundhog Day, February 2nd.
All right, I'm going to
text. Why, because it's snowing?
It was snowing.
Before you start the music, Tim, I do want to point out that there's another source of holiday movies we haven't talked about, and that is Hallmark Christmas movies.
I watched
there's
a couple of them last week.
Of just Hallmark Christmas movies.
My wife left the TV on. She was watching them. And there was one with Mariah Carey.
Mm.
And she was, they were putting on a school play. And her daughter was snarky. And she was the bitch. But you notice the thing about her is you have they always shoot her from the same angle.
Oh, yeah.
Every shot, same angle. So, I don't know. Right, but yeah, Hallmark has lots of Christmas movies. Yeah.
I'm a big Danica McKellar fan, so I watch a lot of the holiday movies.
Who's Danica McKellar? Oh, Wendy, I know who she
Winnie
is.
Winnie Cooper.
Winnie Cooper.
Yes.
PhD, doctor.
She's still acting?
McKellar. Only on those things.
But then you have to watch those horrible movies.
Yeah, well, what I do is when I'm working, when I'm working from home, I just leave them running.
Yeah.
And I don't pay attention. And then, you know, she thinks she's not going to be a princess, and then she is. So... Mm. Talk about transformation.
How about Silent Night, Deadly Night?
Christmas movie?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, Black Christmas.
Yes.
Not the original good one,
right.
The remake, which was just one of the worst movies ever made.
How about The Ref?
I haven't seen that one.
Isn't The
That's
Ref?
A kidnapping?
Dennis Leary, Kevin Spacey. Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah.
You can mention his name.
No, you can't. You're not allowed to talk about Kevin Spacey.
You can't talk about Louis C.K. either?
Yes, we can. He's not in any Christmas movies, though.
You can't talk about anybody in Hollywood anymore.
Mm-mm.
No, you can't.
Everyone
that was a Weinstein Company film, so I can't talk about it.
I got it triggered.
All right, let's get to the Christmas game. Christmas music game.
I'm going to tag somebody in so they can wear the headphones and play. Who wants to do it?
Oh, yeah?
Wendy,
you can't do it. You're playing this game.
Well, I'll play from with
no
headphones.
You're not going to be able to hear it.
No, this is how we're going to do the game. Last person standing. So, the first two contestants are going to be Jeff and Dan.
Okay.
So, give Dan the microphone.
What does that mean?
Well, whoever wins continues.
Doing like a round robin?
Round robin, yeah.
He can't do the game if he doesn't have a microphone.
Well, he can move.
Yeah.
He can chair the microphone.
He can use yours.
All right. Yeah. Now,
I'm so excited.
The way the Christmas movie theme game works is the same way as the Halloween movie theme game worked, is we will play music, and you have to guess what it is. Now, this is going to be Dan, and this is going to be Jeff. Squaring off. Just... say the name of the movie as soon as you think you know it. Ready?
I'm not going to know any of them.
Three, two, and uno.
The Grinch Who Stole Christmas.
I don't know what they are, so. Wendy seems to know.
Is it a movie?
Can you hear it, Wendy? Ira, give him a clue. I know what it is.
Oh, It's a Wonderful Life.
No.
Dan.
I am also old.
You're not old.
I told you that, you know, Like with the other game, I'm going to try to start off easy.
Okay.
But see, these aren't, like I said before, Christmas movies are tough with the themes.
Autumn,
wait, what was the answer?
It's a Wonderful Life.
No, it was not.
Yes, it was.
Yes, it was.
That's music at the beginning of the film.
It was?
Yeah.
I thought there were bells.
There were.
There were. There were bells, and then...
Oh, I mean like church bell type of... Maybe that's at the end.
It is.
Bong. It's like Hell's Bells. It's like AC/DC.
So, who was the laughing?
What?
Me?
It was Ira.
No, there was some laughing in the background. Am I hearing ghosts? Is this the Halloween show?
It was Wendy.
Ira laughing.
It was Wendy, off microphone.
Wendy, I made the comment about being old and the other folks laughed.
I thought that there was... All right, I'm sorry.
Wendy
they're being mean to me because I'm old.
I lost, so I got to give up my seat, right?
Yeah.
All right, so... Tag in Ben or Wendy.
Now it'll be me versus... No, go ahead and head over there, Wendy. Right. Slap those headphones on. Ira, you can't play this game.
Yeah.
You can't.
Only the gullies.
I can host, but I can't even host.
Now, Dan and Wendy, you share that microphone. Ira, you use that microphone right there. See how simple this is? You put that little microphone...
Is that what we're going to do?
That's what we're going to do.
So I'm back on.
All right. Say hi, Wendy, now that you're on microphone.
Hi, everybody.
Jeff's trying to cheat. He's looking at
my
list.
Don't be shy.
Hi, Autumn.
Hi.
You're eliminated completely?
Yeah.
Huh. This is like sudden death.
Yeah. Okay, ready?
Yeah. So this is number two. This should...
Last Dan standing.
This should be easy.
All right. Number two. Here we go with 3, 2, 1.
That's a tie.
That's a tie. Gotta go again.
All right, Dan wins.
I've seen that 3 times today.
Really?
Oh.
Yeah.
God, I'm glad I don't have kids yet.
Did you watch the Storybots Christmas special?
If I had a church, that would be a hymn.
That would be.
Yes.
That would be a him and a her. Okay. Was it a tie or did Dan get it?
I don't know. What do you guys... Let's do another one.
All right, let's
do
another
one. This is what we should do. You should say your name.
Yeah, say your name.
Yeah, and then you can say what your answer is.
Thank you, Autumn.
Say your name, say your name.
Acting sort of shady and calling
me bad.
All right, here's number three. Say your name when you know the song.
Well, who's up? Wendy.
Same two.
You'll know it when it kicks in.
Wendy, go ahead.
Christmas Story.
Very good.
Nice. Very good.
Your turn.
Tanya, the classics are in there early.
Yeah. All right, Ben Bowling.
Ben's coming around. This is a small studio, and we're we're moving things.
Well, this one seems to be a little bit easier than the Halloween one.
It is easier.
There's more movies associated with the Christmas than there is for Halloween.
You think?
Well, more widely watched, because you have to be into a genre of movies for Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
Give us a second. I'm untangling Ben over here.
There's something wrong over there. Yeah, for Christmas time, I like to watch... I like to watch Madea's Christmas. Yeah, that's a good Christmas movie. Madea Stole Christmas. Is that what it's called? I don't know. But Tim, this Curtis Washington here, while they're working around the microphone, Tim, let me get on the mic here. I'm going to take over the game. Mm-hmm, yeah.
Really? You're going to do the rest of the game, sir?
Yeah, mm-hmm. What up there, lady?
I want in on this game.
Oh. Well, you're going to get to play here in a minute. You got,
all right.
Yeah, now you hang on now.
Who's ever eliminated here,
you will
take their place.
Now, for Christmas time, do you think that Madea Stole Christmas is a good movie, or is that not even a real movie? I know they done made one with her.
It's brilliant.
All right, I got to get back to James Lofton, home of Lithonia. I'll be talking to you later.
All right, thank you, sir.
All right, so now we have Wendy taking on Ben Bowling. Hi, Ben. Say hi. You're on the
microphone. We're on number four. Man.
We're on number four. Number four. Here we go. Ready? Remember, say your name.
She knows it.
Wendy.
Go ahead, Wendy.
Christmas Vacation, the National Lampoon.
Very good. She's got it.
Wow.
Yep. Ben, that was quick.
Yeah, that was awful quick.
Do you want to try the next? Are you good at this type of stuff normally?
I was good at the Halloween one.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if I'm going to be that great at the Christmas
These
one.
Are tough.
No way. They're easy.
Oh, you be quiet.
It's only you're going to play stuff I don't know at the end.
All right. So that number four.
We just watched this the other day. So.
I haven't watched it yet.
Is Henry Portrait of a Serial Killer, is that a Christmas movie? Not really.
Is the Godfather a Christmas movie since it starts at Christmas?
There you go. That's my argument.
That's my father, yes, Kay. That's not me.
Yes.
That's my father. That man's name is Luca Brasi.
Prepared to die.
Wait a minute.
That would be a good measure.
That would be. Mm.
All right, so what are we doing here? Are we switching up
number five
personnel or?
Well, Autumn can play Wendy now.
Hell yeah!
All right.
Hell yeah!
Remember to say your name.
Hell yeah!
All right, here we go. I think this one's super hard, this whole game.
This movie I actually don't know well. But it is a classic Christmas film. All right, this might be tough. All right, it's classic. It's old. I'll give you that hint. It's old as shit. I don't know what year. I forgot to write down the years.
Give an actor.
Let's see. New York.
Autumn.
Go ahead, Autumn.
Miracle on 34th Street?
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah!
Yeah!
Autumn.
Woohoo!
All right, good job, Autumn.
Thank you.
These all sound alike.
Yeah, Dan just said all these movies
Dan
sound alike.
Dan says they all sound
alike. Yeah.
Well, you know.
He's right.
Your
right.
Common threads of bells and strings and
Bring
jolliness.
It. Bring it
all right, Tim versus Autumn now, number six.
Yes, in your face.
You shut up, bitch.
You lick my ass.
All right, this is more of a modern classic. Not that modern, but, you know.
I love that the... The chick on the show is filthier than I am. All right, ready?
Wait, who's playing?
Me and Autumn.
Oh.
Christ.
No, it's not Christ.
Tim.
Yes?
Home Alone?
Nope.
No.
Shit, I don't know the year, but I think it's early 90s.
The Santa Claus?
You didn't say your name.
Tim, the Santa Claus.
If I give you the main actor, you're going to get it right away.
Give us a...
All right, well, let's do a different
all right,
one.
The main actor was on Saturday Night Live.
Chris Farley's It's a Wonderful
nope.
Christmas to Die
Come
in Your Vomit.
A classic.
In Your
This is like... This is a big actor.
Elf.
Yes.
Zooey Deschanel.
All right, we got to do another one. There are too many clues.
Yeah. Right. One more. We got to win... Feeling good about our lives.
Yeah.
Now this might be a little tough because.
Jingle, 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 you will hear my sleigh bells ring. I am old Kris Kringle. I'm the king of jingling.
One of those weird claymation
jingle,
things.
Jingle, reindeer, through the frosty air they'll go.
You're getting there, Autumn.
Yeah, I don't know these.
Come on, what's the big one? The big claymation one.
Autumn.
Go ahead.
Rudolph thing.
You
the one
got
with
it.
Rudolph.
See, if I played the main. Rudolph song, you would have got it right away. Because the other music in that is all Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Isn't that Mickey Rooney singing?
I was going to do the Heat Miser song, but...
I'm Mr. Heat... That's from Santa Claus is Coming to Town.
Oh.
Yep.
Well, anyway. It was Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Somebody
could have done Silver and Gold.
Silver and Gold. All right, let's bust through the rest of them, and you just shout out if you know what they are.
Dan, you want to... All right. Sorry, Ben. Should be easy.
Oh, Autumn.
Go ahead.
Yes.
That stupid train one with
Tom Hanks.
The Midnight Express or something.
No, it's not Midnight Express. He doesn't get raped in a Turkish
it's
prison.
Run.
Oh, that's Midnight. Midnight Express is.
Yeah.
Oh, Billy.
Let me see it.
Yeah.
What the fuck is this stupid movie called?
Did anybody get it yet?
Is this
Christmas Train?
Scrooge?
No. Running a train on Christmas.
Jeff said it.
Polar Express.
Yeah. I liked that movie. I like the Tom Hanks movie. Polar Express. Hanks. Am I the only one in
never
the room?
Never saw it.
Jeff wins.
Oh, that's
one.
A good movie.
I ain't
Come
never
on,
seen
good.
It.
With my kids.
Your kids don't like it?
It's exciting.
I refuse to
uncanny
expose
Valley.
My kids to it.
I heard the Uncanny Valley was so extensive, I never wanted to see it because I was afraid of their shark-like doll eyes.
Yeah, well...
All right, here's another.
All right, keep it. So this is number nine.
Number nine. Number nine. Number nine.
Autumn.
Go ahead.
Yes.
Home Alone.
Very nice.
Yes.
Wow, you're good at this. Why are you so good at this?
You don't have to be afraid of me if you see me.
I like these movies. And I love Home Alone.
Home Alone's one of my favorite movies at the time of year. I love what Family Guy did with Home Alone 2. Was it Family Guy's? What would happen if it were real and he like gets killed?
Oh, shit.
They shoot him. Number 10. How many are left there, Ira? Looks like we got quite a few.
Well, I did 12 altogether, and then I did a bonus.
All right, well, let's do the rest of them. You guys cool with that?
Yeah. Come on, this is fun.
Cool, because I didn't write Redbox Troll. All right.
This might be tough. But you guys all love this movie.
Richard Dreyfuss in the competition.
Is that right?
No, that's so wrong.
That movie with Dudley Moore where the girl has leukemia.
Let it play a second.
Black Swan.
Black Swan.
It's, I think this was 90s. I think it was 90s or early 2000s. It's not a movie for kids.
Oh, Eyes Wide Shut.
No.
Oh.
Yeah, there's people. It opens with a party scene. Not, definitely not a movie for kids.
Husbands and Wives.
Caligula?
Fuck me, Santa.
The Ice Storm? Bad Santa.
Very good.
Thank you.
Oh, I've never seen Bad Santa.
I had to say Fuck Me, Santa,
yes,
for you to
have.
Get it.
Oh, wow.
He
just wanted to hear you say it.
No, I didn't want to say it. It makes me very uncomfortable
fuck
to say
Santa.
It.
Fuck me, Santa. Fuck me, Santa. Fuck me, Santa.
Right.
I can say that... you know, everybody wants to sit on Santa's lap.
When I get through with you,
everybody.
You ain't going to be able to shit right for a month. That was a great line. For
yeah.
All right, here's number 11. Jaws.
This is going to be tough, but Autumn will know this. I believe, when we discussed this earlier, you said it was not a Christmas movie.
Oh.
Harry Potter?
Oh, nope. Autumn.
Yes.
It's the Christmas the
it's Danny Elfman. The
yeah,
Nightmare
it's
Before
the
Christmas.
The Nightmare Before Christmas.
Before Christmas.
I couldn't get it out of my face.
Yeah.
I was trying to get it out before the music really kicked in.
Hurdy birdy hurdy.
Birdy birdy. All right, so 12 and then a bonus, right? So this is number 12.
He said bonus.
And bonus. Zamfir's Christmas.
Now come on, this is a classic, man.
Celtic Women.
I loved this movie so much. 80s.
Gremlins.
Yes. Wow, good, Tim.
I've never seen Gremlins either, really.
You never saw Gremlins?
No.
Gremlins.
Shit. No. It'll fuck you up. All right, let's do a bonus.
All right, here's the bonus.
This will be a bonus. We talked about this movie earlier, too.
All right. Better Off Dead.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
I can actually sing along.
How did you know?
Let's play it.
I liked this chick, too. Love. I thought she was hot. Who is this chick?
I don't know. She was
Tommy
in a bunch Pickles? Of movies.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, and she was in Pee-wee's Big Adventure. Yeah.
Dottie.
Dottie. Yeah. All right, I'm giving the microphone back to Dan.
Yay!
That's right. This is one of my favorite songs ever, One Way Love by E.G. Daly.
Yeah! Isn't
she was
this at
also
the dance?
In Streets of Fire. Yeah, at the dance.
Streets of Fire is an underrated movie.
I love that movie.
Not in my household.
Michael Paré, right?
Michael Paré, Willem Dafoe in one of his first roles.
Yes.
Just an incredible movie. Walked out of there, saw it opening night, and said that was one of the greatest comedies I'd ever seen, and found out it was not a comedy.
Oh, no.
That's such an 80s thing to do. I'll kill my voice if you're doing it. Alright, that's it. That's the game. I love these games.
Yay,
I hope the listeners like them. I hope the radios like them. If you like them, let us know. If you don't, keep it to yourself. Because we don't like criticism. I don't like it. It makes me sad. Criticism upsets me. Makes my wiener soft. Well, no, not really. Alright.
It makes my wiener inverted.
Do you have Peyronie's disease? Do you notice an odd curvature? Have you seen that commercial?
It's all over the place.
I saw it last night.
Yeah. Is your dick broken?
I thought it was a joke.
No, I saw the commercial, and I know what Peyronie's disease is because one time...
Yeah, is it just a commercial for vitamin E?
No, it's for a procedure that'll help get rid of the plaques that makes your penis curve. And then I Googled a picture of it, and it's like...
Wait, what is it?
When I called, they said I could make 10 pins... Oh, wait, sorry.
Yeah. It's called Peyronie's disease. P-E-Y.
Yeah, Peyronie. Yeah.
Peyronie's. And I never knew that it was something you could cure or whatever. And during the news, you see these commercials. Is your penis bent? Oh. Or do you have an odd curvature? Is your wife tired of getting into an odd angle?
Your wife's like, no, don't lose that baby.
Are you fucking your wife around the corner?
But does she fucking love it?
The first time I heard it, I was not paying attention. And suddenly at the end they go, you may have Peyronie's disease. And I'm like, I know what that is.
But how do they fix it? Don't they just cut like a triangle out of the other side?
No, it's not an ingrown toenail.
You put a V in the tip.
Hey, put a little cotton underneath the head. No, they have to take the skin off of the penis and scrape the scar material.
The scarring?
No.
Yeah, they do.
I'm out.
But usually it goes away on its own. The problem with it
is... You gotta rub vitamin E on it.
Oh, you rub vitamin E on it. Yeah. Yeah, it makes your penis smaller as
right.
well.
Wait, this is not new. This has been
the disease or the treatment?
The treatment's new. The disease's been around forever.
No, the treatment is not new. This is the same as it always has been.
Well, it must be cheap to do now because they're advertising it. Yeah. Ask your doctor about broken dick. BDS, broken dick syndrome.
Hey,
and while you're there, check out your vaginal sling. Or what is that? The vaginal mesh.
Vaginal mesh.
Sick. Yeah, that commercial drove me crazy.
My uterus is falling out of my vagina.
Oh, Jesus.
I had 12. Think about what that Michelle Duggar of 19 Kids and Counting, what she must be dealing with. Bless her heart.
She can jump out of a plane naked and just, never mind.
No, it's not that. She would sooner.
Do you listen to this with your kids, Wendy, this show?
What? She would float down on her internal organs that just like float out of her body because of that. There's got to be no structure holding in her body anymore. Just saying.
I want to throw out that this is not the first time I've been in a room with Tim Andrews while somebody was discussing vaginas for a really long time.
Who was that?
That was the time I was on the morning show that used to be on, and we were discussing something called fan fiction.
Okay.
And I'm not allowed to talk anymore about it.
Did I say something?
No. It was a clip from something that went viral. Seabass had recorded something. It went viral.
Oh.
And then I had to come and explain why that was sexually empowering and not gross.
Was it the furry convention, or did he interview people at the late night parties down there?
This was the late night parties.
Yeah. He got in a lot of trouble for that.
Yeah, he got in a lot of trouble for a lot. In fact, one of my friends who's a comedian here in town just name dropped him in a joke yesterday.
Really? What was the joke?
On Facebook. My voice is so horrible. I'm like doing a sea bass bit or something like that, and it just slipped in the middle of.
Oh wow! Did anybody get it other than you?
No, like three people.
Yeah.
Why did he get in trouble for doing that?
He didn't get in trouble, but he would get us in trouble. He would go to these conventions and interview the. I mean, he was great at it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. He was great.
I mean, perfect.
Fearless,
perfect for what you needed done, and the people always complained. The one that got him in the most trouble or got the show most complaints was the FET. Life convention or the fetish people, what do they call that? Frolicon or something like that?
Oh, yeah.
That, he got in a lot of kind. Why would Dan know you?
Dan knows all the
cons. I know
cons.
Nothing about conventions. I do not represent when there's a microphone in front of my face.
Yeah.
I see.
All right.
They have representatives that let them talk about it.
Now, ADO Labyrinth, we're going to talk about some stuff that... I would love to talk about toys. Christmas morning and toys. Now, this is a free-for-all. If you guys want to say anything, put your hands up, and then we'll shout. We got the two mics here, and, you know, me and blah, 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 blah.
All right, we can trade off, too. I'll just talk about a couple, and then we'll...
Now, I'm going to go through the 70s commercials, and I'll take the lead on this, and then you guys can weigh in. But Jeff sent these links out, and one of them was BuzzFeed's 35 Awesome Toys Every 80s Kid Wanted for Christmas. Now, we'll start with the 80s, because some of these aren't really 80s toys. So this is some of BuzzFeed's 35 awesome toys every 80s kid wanted for Christmas. And I will kick it off with Light Bright, and I say, bullshit, it's a 70s toy.
Oh, but I had a Light Bright.
I know you did, but it is a 70s toy that made it.
I'm going to say that's a 60s toy.
Yeah.
Really?
Ooh.
I actually remember Christmas in the 60s.
It Do you?
Yeah.
I wasn't around.
No, I was.
The first Christmas I remember is 1974. Teddy Ruxpin. I was too old, but my brother had one. That's definitely an 80s toy.
I loved my Teddy Ruxpin.
What did it say?
Like, I don't know. Hello. And it would read a story.
Mm-hmm.
And there was something he said.
What?
I'm going to kill you.
Oh, man. What did he say? I don't know. We'd have to find, like, a recording of
it. Show me your penis.
No, it was real cool. I loved it. It was very comforting and gentle.
What,
not
Wendy?
Like toys today. They're like,
Fisher-Price play tents. We use couch cushions, so I don't really. I didn't have one of those. Color Forms, also a 70s toy. I had the King Kong Color Form set, Batman and Robin color. No, those are Shrinky Dinks, which if you play with them too much, will actually shrink your penis. Cause I guess that's my excuse.
It'll curve your penis one direction.
Did you play with Shrinky Dinks as a child? You may be entitled to a lawsuit. Garfield shit. Jeff, were you into Garfield or was that your brother?
Yeah, my brother was into Garfield.
Well, I never got into Garfield. I liked Heathcliff, who was the ghetto Garfield. Care Bears, also too old for those things. Did you have Care Bears?
No, but my kids did. I will throw this out. The thing about the Care Bears I found most interesting was the cartoons were awful.
Yes.
Oh,
but
yeah,
the titles were always really sophisticated puns.
Really? Like what?
Clan of the Care Bears was one I remember saying, oh, this has got to be really good. It's like the play on.
Yeah.
And it was just drivel.
Daryl Hannah naked in that one?
Not even close.
Oh, it sucks.
Not even Daryl Hannah from Roxanne. Not even that.
No. Cabbage Patch Dolls smelled like babies, allegedly. Anybody from Georgia originally went to go to Columbus and get one? No, what town is it in? Go ahead. Cleveland, Georgia. Did you go get one?
No, I didn't.
Come on over.
Here. Tag in.
Autumn, does your daughter want to weigh in?
Yeah. my Elliot's here. Say hi.
Hi.
Hi, Elliot. What are you getting for Christmas?
Oh, here. Tell him what you're getting for Christmas.
Hi.
Hi, Elliot. What's Santa bringing you for Christmas?
I'm going to get a gross unicorn inside and a flamingo.
A flamingo?
Yeah.
Wow. A big plastic pink one?
Yeah. Oh. And a gross unicorn inside.
There's a unicorn inside?
Yeah.
Wow.
Thank you.
Did you watch
You're welcome.
Did you watch the Trolls Christmas?
Sorry.
Thank you. Did you tell her to say that?
No.
That's awesome. So, Ben, what were you going to say?
Me, myself, I'd never had any, but I had friends who, like, every Christmas, their mother would go to Cleveland and get them a new Cabbage Patch doll.
They're expensive.
Up in Cleveland. I think that they were pretty pricey even back then, and she still has, like, every one of them. And I think that her mom gave her one, like, every year for the first 20 years of her life. And
wow. I bet you those are valuable as can be.
I'm sure they are.
But that's crazy because you could get Cabbage Patch dolls in the store, couldn't you?
Yeah, but these were made by hand.
These were handmade. Everything.
Because I thought the whole thing about going to that one place in Cleveland or whatever was, like, watch them being born.
Yeah. It was.
Yeah. Well, and the ones you got in the store were the first year were custom made. I had a sister who worked at Toys R Us, scammed one for me and my fiance, and we kept that around until we had a real child.
That was the first year people fought in stores for toys.
But my sister stashed it away, and we came by and got it from the warehouse, and you know we paid for it.
Right.
But they were getting two a day, and they had 80 people waiting.
Wow.
Every day for Cabbage Patch.
Well, and the ones that they sold up there in Cleveland, you know, they had the cloth heads. It was not rubber or plastic head. It was a cloth. It was completely made out of, I guess, that cloth or the spandex or whatever it is that they make them out of. It was a little knot, and it was all made with thread and stuff like that.
And that place is still open?
Yeah, it's still open. Oh. Yeah, and they still give tours daily, apparently.
Right outside of Helen, Georgia.
Yeah. Yep.
And Coleco was the company that put out the toy Cabbage Patch, and that stands for Connecticut Leather Company. Just throwing that out there, in case you didn't know.
70s toys included football by Coleco.
Coleco, that's right. All right, moving on. I don't know where Jeff went, but here's another one. Garbage Pail Kids. Well, those were cards that made fun of Cabbage Patch dolls, which were very entertaining if you were a teenager in the 80s. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. It was too late in the decade for me to collect the toys. I read the comic book.
Yeah, me too.
And I didn't get into the cartoon because it was too much for kids. But the original Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Eastman and Laird, those were written for, you know, young adults and adults.
Yeah, they were nice and dark.
Yep. Black
and white.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they were great.
And Cerebrus was the other one that I liked.
Yeah.
The aardvark that would fight crime or people. Let's see. Dude, Big Wheel. Again, that's a 1970s toy. Viewmaster. Stop pillaging other decades, 1980s, because that was invented in the 50s or some shit.
Yep.
I loved Viewmaster. Autumn, did you play with a Viewmaster? Did you have
one? Yeah, I had that. And I also had this really cool, it was like this handheld thing that would, you put this cartridge in the other side and you watched it through the light.
Oh, I remember, but you had to twist the thing.
Yeah. Yeah. And it was, I had
Fantasia.
Like Peanuts one. Oh, I had Peanuts one.
Peanuts? I had Fantasia.
Yeah, and I think Sesame Street, like letters or something.
Nice. Monchichi dolls were the creepiest fucking things ever made. Monchichi. Oh, so soft and cuddly with his thumb in his mouth. Yeah. Monchichi. He-Man's homoerotic figures.
I had She-Ra.
I said He-Man again. I didn't play with those toys.
I was a little old for those, too.
Yeah. I did play with the G.I. Joes. Smurfs were fun to collect, but expensive. Jeff's mom or brother? Jeff's brother had shitloads of Smurfs. Pound puppies. Mine died of worms. Transformers were cool. They were way cooler than GoBots. My Little Pony before they got creepy. G.I.
They got creepy.
Huh?
They never got creepy. People got creepy.
People got creepy, yeah. Well, now they're sexualized, and that's weird. G.I. Joe action figures. I'm old enough to have played with the originals and the newer ones when they shrunk them down. But the bigger ones were more fun because you could take them in the bathtub with you and shave them. I did that.
You're like, I didn't like those My Little Ponies when they got sexual.
Yeah,
like,
but
G.I.
Joe's a man, you know, it's just a couple of dudes showing a young man how to get along. And then I had the scuba guy, so you put him in there.
Oh, yeah.
And I had Big Jim, and I had Big Jim. He had to pull his pants down to see how big he was. What? Yeah. I had Steve Austin, the $6 million man, and that rocket that came with him.
Yeah.
And
I had one of those.
Did you have the, I had the Lone Ranger and Tonto with the horse.
I didn't have that, but I did have the Evil Knievel.
Oh, I had that too.
RV.
Yeah, the Evil Knievel.
RV and the little crank the thing with the motorcycle.
Yeah,
it was amazing.
Let's see. Let's a couple more of these 80s. I guess that's it. Nintendo. I was too poor to have a Nintendo.
Oh, I had a Nintendo.
I acquired something recently. Do you remember Run Yourself Ragged?
No.
It's like a little obstacle course for silver, these little silver marbles.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Do you guys remember this?
I do. Yeah. I do now.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
And you gotta put it through this whole obstacle course, but by the time the buzzer, you get like 60 seconds.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Awesome. So I found one on eBay recently. $15.
I had that beanbag tic-tac-toe game.
Oh, yeah?
And the Fisher-Price bowling pins.
He was playing with his bags.
Get out of here. All right, so 80s toys. 70s toys. Simon. I loved Simon.
Mm.
I had a pocket Simon, too. Beep, 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 beep. Mr. Potato Head. Everybody had a Mr. Potato Head, right?
Yeah.
My grandpa used to say to me, when I was a kid, you just got the pieces and you put them in a real potato.
Is that real?
It's what he said.
Do people that really do real. That?
It's what my grandpa told me. I don't know why he would lie.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you're just being silly.
I don't know why he didn't want to buy you. Yeah. That's what
my grandpa wasn't the kind of guy who would just be silly, so.
I was little, we had rocks and sticks as dolls and toys.
I have Mr. Potatoes now.
You do?
Yeah, they are Mr. Potato Avengers.
Really?
Yes, absolutely.
Wow.
I have Mr. Potato Heads, but
and
they're
Mrs.
like.
Mrs. Potato Head.
Yeah.
Black Widow.
Really?
Yes.
Is it as sexy as Scarlett Johansson?
Not a fan, so sure.
I'm a potato head. Go ahead and poke me with a face. Don't Break the Ice. That was a fun game where you put the plastic in the little square and you had to tap one out and everybody went until the whole thing collapsed.
It was like Jenga, really.
No, it wasn't at all.
You're not really.
Connect Four. Pretty sneaky, sis. I hated Connect Four. I wasn't any good at it.
This game sucks.
It fucking sucks. Operation was fun.
Loved Operation.
Why? She said, if you can't hear her, Wendy said, oh, yeah, well, they did. They zapped and made noise. Silly String.
Yep.
The Evil Knievel Stunt Cycle. Magna Doodle.
Yeah. Magna Doodle is still great. Do you remember that that weird, smelly, like rubbery stuff in the tube, and you'd put it at the end of a straw and you would blow?
Yeah, that chemical.
Make those balloons.
Yeah, that stuff.
Bubbles.
What were they called, Jeff?
Like crazy balloons.
crazy balloons. Yeah, you made your own balloon.
Yeah, those were like crazy
plastic bubbles.
That stuff had to have been poisonous.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah, and like
that
caustic.
Stuff has got to be why I'm all fucked up today.
Yeah.
I still did it with my children. That's why my children are
fucked up. They still
are they made
it?
Of something different, yeah, though, by
when
now?
Wendy's poisoning your children with balloons.
They must be made with something different because I remember smelling it when I opened up, like, whoa. Yeah.
I know, like you light a match and the whole place would explode.
But did anybody ever get a balloon
out? No, mine always had like a tear in it.
Yeah, I just,
you can do it for a minute.
Not in the 70s.
70s. Star Wars action figures and toys. I had everything up until about Return of the Jedi, and then there was just too much. But 77 or 78, when they all came out, I had everything. The Death Star. And then I got the Millennium Falcon, which I threw off my porch, and it smashed. Pong.
Think about that sometimes.
Micronauts. Did anybody collect Micronauts? Did you, Jeff?
No, I did actually read the Micronauts comic.
I read the Micronauts comic book. I dug it.
Not ever played with them.
You remember Rom?
Yeah.
The big robot guy with
the Space
you
Knight.
Know, he's
yeah,
still,
Space Knight.
He still, up until like a few years ago, was still in the Marvel Universe.
Really?
Yeah, he was responsible for the Guardians of the Galaxy. Oh my God, I'm a nerd. Never mind.
No, please.
No.
It is.
Jeff and I played with John.
Not the Infinity War. What was it called?
Secret Wars?
No. Annihilation Conquest.
Okay.
The Annihilation Conquest begins with Rom's doing something. I don't want to give it away. I don't want to spoil it. And then by the time the series is over, they've created the Guardians of the Galaxies that we know from movies.
Wow, I never knew that Rom was still around.
Yeah. Well, they might have all died.
I know that Nick Cage is the new Watcher.
Is he?
Yeah, the white one. Not Nick Cage. Sorry. Nick Fury.
Nick Fury.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was Stan Lee.
No, they explained how he went from being the original Nick Fury to being the Nick Fury now was that he became the new Watcher.
Ah.
So I never knew that. A friend of mine told me that. Let's see. Autumn, you still with us there?
Yeah. What? Yeah.
Mattel electronic football, Rubik's Cube. I had the ghetto generic Rubik's Cube. Hungry Hungry Hippos, which the first time I ever played that was at Jeff's house on East Main Street in Mansfield, which is his first house in second house in Mansfield. And I'm sure you all know about that. Rock'em Sock'em Robots, Battleship, Shrinky Dinks, which were the best. Get the oven turned on.
I'd always burn those fuckers.
Yeah, so did I.
Yeah, I'd always fuck them up.
Yep.
My cousins had them, and I never understood what we were doing. I was like, what are we
doing?
You
color them with colored pencils, and then you put them in the oven, and they bake.
Yeah. BFD.
And one time you make a swastika, and everybody gets mad at you. What? What, Wendy?
This is baking plastic.
That's what it is, baking plastic in your oven.
Weird.
Spirograph, I never dug.
I loved my Spirograph.
I never dug that.
I loved
Spin Art.
Autumn.
I love
mm-hmm.
Spin Art, too.
Spin Art?
Ooh, I love
yes.
Spin Art.
Yeah, I had Spin Art. That was fun until your parents got you. What was that thing that came in a bucket that you made bugs and
Creepy Crawlers?
Creepy Crawlers?
Yeah. Creepy Crawlers.
That was fun. I got that in 1979. Mm. Sit and Spin. I'm not insulting anybody. That was a toy. Crayola Caddy, which I loved.
What is that?
Crayola Caddy was this thing that Crayola put out that had paint, and crayons, hundreds of crayons, and markers, and colored pencils, and you put them all in this caddy, and it would spin around, so you had everything in front of you.
Ooh, fun.
I loved that. Inchworm. Inchworm.
What's Inchworm?
Inchworm was a little thing that you rode, and it bounced up and down while you were on it.
Oh,
inchworm,
in the middle?
Inchworm.
You, like, bounce it?
Yeah.
You bounce it? Yeah, okay.
Yep. Twister. Merlin. What was Merlin? You had a Merlin, didn't you, Jeff?
Yeah, Merlin was like Simon.
It was like Simon, but it was longer.
We had
the
Merlin
red.
In my family. We were a Merlin family.
You're a Merlin family. And you can
play a bunch of different games on it.
Yeah.
Right. Known as Simon for us.
I had all the Fisher-Price toys from the 70s, too, when they were made out of wood. Farm.
We have a bunch of those that
do
we
you
got
really?
From Goodwill.
Oh, you get them at Goodwill. Wow.
Well, not the sets, but we have
no,
all, like,
but
a
the
bunch
wooden
of wooden
ones.
People. Yeah.
Farm, airport, parking garage, and the, what was the other one? The school? I had all of them. And I had all those Tonka trunks that were made out of metal, and they were heavy as shit. Mouse Trap, Toss Across, and my favorite commercial of all time, Mr. Mouth, Mr. Mouth, Mr. Mouth, Mr. Mouth.
But let me ask you about Mousetrap. Did anyone actually ever play Mousetrap?
I did.
I feel like the whole thing was setting it up.
Yeah, the whole thing was setting it up, and it was a boring game. Yeah.
I tried it all the time, and it never worked. I didn't put it on the floor correctly. Right. The pieces never fit correctly. Nothing worked.
What are those called? Those things sucked. Where it's like one thing is a chain reaction, makes other things happen?
Right. Then? Yeah, no.
Yeah, what's that called?
Like Domino, like the Domino stuff.
Domino, that was cool.
Dominoes, yeah. But the... Occam's razor. That's not it. It's something like that.
Rube Goldberg.
Thank you.
All right. Am I leaving any toys
out? Cut that out.
I want to throw out a couple from the 70s that I have not heard mentioned.
Go ahead.
Kerplunk.
Which was exactly
like Jenga, except the marbles were in a tube and you pulled the sticks out.
That's right.
Yeah. That was a great one. And Gnip Gnop, which was ping pong backwards.
Gnip Gnop.
Yeah, we actually got one in a yard sale about 2000, an old 1970s one.
How do you play that?
It was two people, and it was a little plastic box, and you had two little pads on each side.
Yeah.
And you had to like hit the buttons, and it would shoot air. And then you had to get your balls over to the other side.
Oh.
And the other person was trying to get their balls over to your side. Yeah, it was ping pong spelled backwards. I went through like six of those things because we smashed the hell out of them.
How about those tops that were they look like tops, but they had a little rubber tip, and then you
Wizards.
That's what those were called?
Yeah,
Wizards. I had those. I got them in my welfare year.
One Christmas, I think it was like I want to say 72. I got like pretty crappy presents overall, but I went out with my dad. He needed to buy a loaf of bread or something, and we went to this convenience store. And they had Wizards, and my dad bought me one. And it was the best Christmas present I got from my dad ever.
Wizards. And they went forever, seemingly.
Yeah, yeah. I was using that thing well into my 40s.
Especially if you had a hardwood floor. Can you think of anything, Wendy, that we left out or anything? Well, you had all the girl toys, right?
Barbies.
Easy Bake Oven. Did you have that?
I did.
I wanted one. My grandpa wouldn't get it for me.
Everything that
Don't
I
be
had,
a sissy.
My daughter has had the mm-hmm. the baby alive the ugh.
Do you have Milky the
disgusting.
Milky the marvelous milking cow?
No, I didn't.
Does anyone remember that? That thing was disgusting. You put this powder and milk in it, and then you
that's fun.
Milky the marvelous milking cow.
There was a goat too that you fed plastic stuff.
Yeah, I remember that. Anybody remember just going outside and picking up pieces of dog shit and putting little faces on them? That's what we did. I don't know where that came from. I'm just tired. I think I'm coming down with a flu. All right, guys. We're going to wrap the show up here. But this has been nostalgia for me. I hope you guys enjoyed it. I'm glad everybody was able to make it out. It's nice to see Ben. It's nice to see Wendy. It's nice to see Dan.
Yay.
Dan, I just love it when people take time out of their lives to come and hang out for a little bit. And we don't see enough of Dan. We only see him 3 or 4 times a year. And he's always busy at Dragon Con. So it's nice to see you.
www.dragoncon.org.
Or if Kevin Smith is in town, then we get to see
him. Yeah, no.
All right. Now, before we get to our holiday staff picks, we have a Ben Bowling print. Now, Ben, you need to get on a microphone.
Oh, yeah. Let's.
And this is a painting. I'll describe it a little bit. It looks like there's a gummy bear holding a lollipop, and there's a snail, and then there's a little bunny rabbit.
There's all kinds of stuff.
Making a fist at some demon and some bees coming out of
snakes.
Hell. So tell us what it's called.
That one is called Mr. Tickle Britches Stands Up to One of the Lords of Hell.
That's awesome.
Now, who is Mr. Tickle Britches?
That's the little bunny rabbit there is Mr. Tickle
Britches. Did you create that character?
Yeah, I mean, he's basically like, I guess, a cartoon archetype, though, of the cute little bunny.
Yeah. My, I had a cousin that was way older than me that used to call me Timothy Ticklebritches. So I was just wondering where it came from.
Well, that one basically started with a sketch of the big demon there in the sky, and I'm like, mm-hmm. I gotta do something with that. I don't really do a lot of horror or anything like that, but
Did you paint it? This is a painting, right?
That was a painting, yeah. And that's that print is the actual size of the original painting.
And what did you use? Acrylics?
Yep, all acrylics.
Wow.
Tiny little brushes.
Wow. I would love to have this. in my house.
I actually just sold the original just a few weeks ago at the East Atlanta Strut.
Yeah, what was that? Is that where hookers sell art?
Yeah.
Sorry.
It was just it was like a neighborhood festival that they had down there. It was really the first time I'd spent much time down there in East Atlanta. It was a nice little neighborhood, actually.
Well, what we are going to do with this is we are going to put pictures up on our Facebook and Twitter, of course, and I think we should give it to a radio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we'll figure out how to do that.
Absolutely.
Because I don't want to just come up with it right now. So we'll figure about what to do with it and thank Ben. And Ben, where can people find your art?
You can find my art at BennyGraphics.com.
Spell it.
BennyGraphix, because it's extreme.
Yeah.
And on Facebook and Instagram and all that stuff, it is ATL Blade Runner.
ATL Blade Runner. I still have the prints you did for me.
Oh, yeah, the old regular guys?
Yeah, one year for Christmas. Did I pay you for those?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, I did. I was going to say I commissioned, but you, yeah, I commissioned Ben to do these drawings, and Eric was singing as a lead singer at Queen, and he had that cool jacket, that yellow jacket on. He was Don't
was
Stop Me
like,
Now.
All dressed like fucking Freddie Mercury
with
the yellow jacket and the striped and, track pants.
I got him framed and gave him to all those guys. And then there was one with Larry where he and John Rocker are naked.
Yeah.
And that one was great. And then the one of Steve was Smokey from Smokey. No, he was Smokey and the Bandit.
Yeah.
And he was the Bandit, and I was Snowman. So that one was really cool. And those guys are like, oh, gee, thanks. No, Eric loved his, and so did Steve, but Larry didn't like it.
I think we got Ben going to work on a new T-shirt concept for us, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, probably won't have it in time for Christmas.
No, but
soon. We will have you a new shirt, and Wendy, you can have one. Wendy, do you have anything you'd like to plug?
She doesn't have a microphone.
Anything you care about? No.
Happy birthday, Wendy.
Yeah, happy 50th birthday.
Yay!
Happy belated.
All right. Time for some holiday staff picks, and we're going to let Jeff start it off.
Mine's they're doing A Christmas Story live on Fox on December 17th.
Is it a musical?
I don't know if it's a musical. I think it's just they're doing the movie.
I read it as live. At the Fox, which is why I put in parentheses, I saw this last year. It's good. No, the it's musical is good.
Oh, I was like, what did you see? How did you see this last year?
You saw it last year, Wendy? Yeah, we went to the Fox and saw it live in the musical, A Christmas Story. It was great.
Oh.
And I don't really like songs added to stuff that aren't
Matthew
supposed
Broderick
to have songs.
Matthew Broderick is in it. He's the dad.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Jane Krakowski is the mom, I think.
Ooh. Oh, okay. No, the mom is from SNL.
No, it's from Maya Rudolph.
Oh, Anna Gasteyer?
Maya Rudolph.
Yeah.
Jane Curtin? Lorraine Newman?
Yeah.
And when is it?
December 17th.
I'm nervous about it.
I think it'll be good.
I think it's 7 to 10 p.m.
If it sucks, you can just watch the movie 7,000 times.
Yeah, it'll be on all the time. But I think it'll be good live.
Tim, Squidbillies, The War on the War on Christmas, which runs this Sunday, December 10th. And I'm not going to spoil any of the plot, but it's Squidbillies and it's Christmas, so you know it's going to be fun.
I saw the trailer. I shared it on my Facebook, but it looks really good.
Yeah. Autumn?
I'm basic as all get out. Alistair Sims, A Christmas Carol.
Best one.
The best one. The only one.
Except for
And if it's colorized, go fuck yourself.
Mr. Magoo's
Christmas Carol.
No. Miracle
Big on you, miserable beggars.
Scrooged.
Scrooge.
Well, yeah, Scrooged, of course. A Miracle on 34th Street, the one with Natalie Wood and Maureen O'Hara. Don't watch it colorized or go jump off a bridge.
What about the one with Dan Hartman from the 70s?
No, stop ruining
my
list.
You don't know Dan Hartman. Oh, Autumn got interrupted.
It's a Miracle on 30. No, I said that. It's a Wonderful Life.
It's a Miracle on West Peachtree Street. Go ahead.
I hate you so much.
No, you don't.
It's a Wonderful Life, of course. Watch that.
Right.
Unedited. What'd you say? Untainted. Unanything. Oh, it's so good.
Oh.
And Scrooged.
And Scrooged. Which is great.
So great.
Also, this Friday, you can hear Autumn and I on the soon-to-be classic, It's a Wonderful Presidency, Believe Me, where we explore the Trump presidency vis-a-vis It's a Wonderful Life, which we did as radio theater. Eric edited the whole thing. Autumn does the female characters. I do all the male characters. It's basically, if you're not familiar with it, It's Donald Trump. And Clarence is played by Lindsey Graham, the fine senator from South Carolina. And you got John McCain and George Bush. And Autumn, you'd play Hillary Clinton, who was in the role of Mr. Potter. And Melania Trump.
Melania.
Who is Mary. Mary!
Oh, no, you got bullied.
And also, and at the end of the episode, Jeff, we're going to be checking out what?
Oh, that Marty Johnson sent us his coverage of the Heroes and Villains Fan Fest that he went to, I think it was 2 weeks ago. Yeah, sorry. We didn't get a chance to go, but Marty went for us, and he's going to tell us all about what happened down there.
Yeah, so after we Keep It Canon, make sure you stick around and listen to that. And then next week we will be back with another episode. How many more do you want to do before Christmas? What's today's day? Today's the 6th, right? So next week is the 13th.
First day of Hanukkah. Sorry, Ira can't be here.
That's the last one I can probably do.
Yeah, I think we'll take a break. But maybe not. Who knows? Anyway, we'll be back next week. Next Wednesday night we'll record right here live in the Radio Labyrinth studios. And we'll get back to our typical format. Or maybe we'll have a guest. Are we working on a guest?
And not for next week, but I think we got some people.
All right, we'll be back to our new non-spoiler, regular old-time format. I don't know what the fuck, but you know we'll
spoiler,
be back.
Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert. Spoiler we'll be back. Wendy Muller, thank you very much for coming in. Ben Bowling, thank you very much for coming in.
My pleasure.
Dan Carroll, thank you very much for coming in.
Always a pleasure.
It's nice to see you. And thanks all you guys for listening. Autumn, thanks for being here.
No problem.
Thanks, Autumn.
Love it.
Yay. All right. Until next week, please remember to keep it canon and all that.
All right. Hey, radios. This is Marty. Let's talk about the 2017 Heroes and Villains Fan Fest. This convention is organized by Walker Stalker LLC, the same people, of course, that brings you Walker Stalker Con. This is much smaller than its sister convention, which makes it a lot easier to catch a live panel when they pop up. This is also a meet and greet, so you can spend some time with your favorite actor, have your picture taken with them, get an autograph. I'd say the biggest draws that I saw for the weekend were Brandon Routh and Steve Amell. Brandon Routh played Superman, Superman Returns, and then also plays the Atom in Legends of Tomorrow. And then Steve Amell, of course, plays Oliver Queen / Green Arrow in Arrow. Emily Bett Rickards is just beautiful. She was also a big draw as well. Mignon Nguyen is probably my favorite live panel that I saw. She plays Agent Melinda May, or Agent May on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. She talked a lot about her mom. Her mom grew up in China. She described it as growing up under communism, and that made her mom really appreciate living here in the States. She also put on a little display of her stunt talents. She pretended to punch the guy that she was being interviewed by, which was pretty realistic from my angle that I was looking at. If I just walked up on her, I would have thought she just laid a guy out. David Mazouz, who plays Bruce Wayne on Gotham, was also there, which was a nice surprise. He's an humble kid, doesn't really cuss, actually watches his language pretty well. Now, John Barrowman, he played Captain Jack in Doctor Who and Torchwood. He's been playing more recently the bad guy from Arrow, Malcolm Merlyn. He's a one-man party. He told a really hilarious story about the time he crapped his pants while he was having his picture taken. As I said earlier, this was a much smaller convention, which at first it seemed underwhelming when I first walked in. After spending some time there, and I found I didn't want to leave. I came in, stayed a little while, left, came back again after that the next day. And I will say that I had a much more enjoyable time than I did at Walker Stalker. Walker Stalker was fine. It was just so huge and spread out. There were so many people there, most of it being empty because they had so many celebrities. This was much smaller, a lot more cosplay there, a lot more family, a lot more kids that were there, too, compared to Walker Stalker, obviously. But it was a lot of fun. It's something I intend to go back and visit again next year, with or without press passes. I was very surprised how much I liked it. It's also encouraged me to start watching Arrow from the beginning again. Also, I almost forgot about this. David Ramsey, not Dave Ramsey, the financial dude, but David Ramsey, the actor that plays John Diggle,
from Arrow, he spoke a lot about crossovers between Flash, Legends of Tomorrow, and possibly maybe doing one with Batman or Bruce Wayne. He would rather just see Bruce Wayne. It's kind of almost like they're hinting they possibly are talking about doing a Gotham crossover, which I don't know if they're actually going to do that or not. I don't know if that's what he was digging at. But they are looking at all future crossovers possibly just being two-hour television movies or maybe short events instead of making viewers watch The Flash, you know, three or four different shows just to figure out what's going on. I think that's a good idea. He's mentioned that Steve Amell had been pretty burnt out because he is like the keystone for all of these series as they've progressed over the years. And it's pretty hard on the actors. So we'll see what happens with that. I think it'd be kind of neat. I don't know if they'll ever do a Gotham crossover simply because it takes place over at Fox. And if they ever do bring on Bruce Wayne, as he had stated, I think it's going to be a different actor, probably an adult Bruce Wayne, that'll show up on the show at some time in the future. I think it's just inevitable. It's going to happen. I did not get to see Ric Flair. I believe his live panel was postponed or canceled on Saturday and moved to a different time. It probably took place when I went to grab something to eat and came back, but I do know he was there. I have seen him before in public. He is a real person. Every time I've ever seen him, he's always been a nice guy, but sorry, I don't have any cool Ric Flair stories to tell. Anyway, I had a good time again. Like, as I said, thanks again, Tim and Jeff. Now, finally, would I recommend this convention? Definitely. I do know it's a lot less expensive than Walker Stalker Con. I believe tickets start at $35, and there are packages that you can buy that also allow a certain amount of children to go with you. I'm not 100% what that is. Just look up heroesfanfest.com on their website for more information to find out when they're going to be in your area. And I look forward to going there next year. I'm going to take some of my nieces and nephews next year and have a good time. Thanks again. Have a good week. And Merry Christmas.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
If you've been thinking about getting serious with your money, like actually serious, now's the time. The Motley Fool is offering new members 50% off their iconic stock recommendation service, Stock Advisor. This is the same service that's crushed the market with recommendations that have returned 1,057% since inception, compared to the S&P 500's 180% over that same period. This isn't guesswork. The Motley Fool has a track record of finding companies before they become household names. So if you want to invest smarter and you like saving money while doing it, go to fool.com/listen to claim your 50% off discount off a 1-year term of Stock Advisor. Again, that's fool.com/listen. Returns of 1,057% are from the Motley Fool's product Stock Advisor and measured against S&P 500 returns of 180% as of July 10th, 2025. Past performance is not an indicator of future results. All investing involves a risk of loss. Individual investment results may vary.